What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Josie.
It's Rose.
And Dan.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service ran by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? And today we're talking about recent news.
News is always fun.
Is it?
Always entertaining.
Is it?
I think in some cynical sense of the word, definitely.
Sure.
A couple of weeks ago, we recorded an episode covering
The Brianna case.
Or the convictions that the murderers got, excuse me. It took approximately 36 hours, if that.
Was it that?
If that.
I'm sure it was shorter, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure we woke up like the next morning and were like, oh.
Yeah, I think it literally was the next day.
During a Prime Minister's Questions session, Brianna's mother was actually present during this one, invited as a guest. Just, you know. I honestly don't know why she accepted.
I don't know that.
Asking for trouble. But during a jibe to Keir Starmer, our lovely Prime Minister.
Delightful man.
Took the opportunity during this jibe to reference Keir Starmer's backtrack on, you know, trans women being women. And use that opportunity to say trans women aren't women.
Do you remember what the actual quote was? What did he actually say? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Was it something along the lines of, like, he doesn't even know what a woman is or something?
Yeah, well, he's actually directly quoting at the time Keir Starmer, whose original stance was that trans women are women, and retracted that when Labour publicly retracted their entire dedication to trans rights.
That's fun.
A couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was quoting that, and Keir Starmer's reaction, and to paraphrase, is to say, yes, we do hate trans people. However, that was absolutely uncalled for in this hall on this day, which it was.
It was.
Yeah.
It completely was. And obviously, you know, still transphobic, but just...
But it wasn't...
Oh my God, how actually insensitive and just evil do you have to be to do that to the mother of somebody who was just murdered for that reason? What?
Honestly, it was...
Yeah.
What? It was interesting. I saw it on TikTok. Literally, the morning I woke up, I was just scrolling through TikTok, and I just saw that, and I was like, huh, okay, that's an interesting way to start the day, I guess.
Insane.
Oh, like,
you just have to have a total lack of remorse or empathy for anything, genuinely.
Yeah, he's a politician.
He's a politician, yes. I would prefer it if my country weren't run by robots or lizards, personally. I don't know. As a trans woman, I fit the bill for politician as any other person in the country does. I think I'll stick with human beings for now. And it's just crazy to look at, you know, Rishi Sunak's behavior that day, but in general, it's inhuman. Mm-hmm. Truly, just total lack of regard for any care or any emotion. It's crazy.
Because I feel like even if it was, like, not about trans stuff, if you were to make a joke about somebody,
you pick any other minority.
Like, yeah. Like,
and it's immediately very bad.
But even, like, taking social groups out of it, if you make a joke about a group that maybe a child was a part of, while their mother is there
that got
after
murdered.
They died, then yeah. It's like...
It doesn't have to be a minority group. It's just using that identification to make that joke. Why would you make that joke?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Why would you do honestly such a thing?
And he was told in the beginning of Prime Minister's question session thing that she was there?
Mm-hmm. And he knew.
And he still did it.
It was deliberate. It was, well, it just was. It was premeditated and deliberate, as is every other transphobic word that's came out of his mouth has been.
Love it.
It's just mean.
And to follow up on that, he refused to apologise, by the way.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. Funnily enough, Brianna's mother had a conversation with Kia, supposedly, where he, you know, apologized on behalf. But she didn't meet with Rishi, no surprise.
I don't think I'd want to.
No.
If I was her.
No, just absolutely ridiculous. Like, you would have thought, you know, we'd be in the tail end of it with the convictions. But people, I don't know, people are just fueled by hate. It's so confusing to justify that or to come to the conclusion that that is the reason, but it's difficult to come to another one. I guess, you know, speaking of motivated by hate.
Yes. So the kind of big one that I saw that's happened since we last kind of did
this was very big news recently.
Yeah, a news roundup, so to speak, was that the LGBTQ diversity program in the NHS has been, well, it is going to be shut down.
And has, for the past few months, been silently shut down internally.
Yeah.
To the extent not even managers of NHS trusts are aware what's happening with the funding or when it will disappear.
Yeah, so what the diversity program is that it allows LGBTQ people who work in the NHS to kind of peer assess inclusion policies that are, you know, being brought forward so that they can be like, yes, this is a good one. Yes, there's no, like, this is a bad one. Don't do that kind of thing. Just to make everything, you know, accurate.
Right.
Right? Like, you know. If you're makes sense. Talking about gay people, you want to ask a gay person about it to make sure it's right.
Totally just, you know, makes sense.
Yeah. So, and it's always been quite good in terms of that as well.
That policy, for the most part, is like absolutely no complaints, you know?
Yeah. Like I haven't seen any anywhere. I know people who have been in the Rainbow Badge scheme as well, and they've, you know, they've been perfectly happy with the way that it's been run. Additional funding was promised a few months ago until the funders suddenly changed their mind and became completely non-communicative. So they said, we're going to give you the funding. And then they said, actually, no.
Bye.
And then just didn't respond to anybody after that.
It's very logical adult professional behaviour.
Mm-hmm. I did see in the article as well that they'd kind of mentioned that the scheme couldn't run without that additional funding, and that also this wasn't the first time that like government officials had kind of gotten involved with the Rainbow Badge scheme, kind of not allowing it to do things,
of course,
and things like that, when really it's not supposed to. But yeah, I just was kind of wondering if anyone had anything else to say on that matter, really.
Well, I mean, I think it was the Rainbow Badge scheme, I think, was it launched in 2018? 2019?
I'm really not sure.
I thought it was earlier, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it was around that time, but I recall reading within the first year of it being active, something like over a quarter of a million, like, NHS members of staff had, like, requested, you know, a Rainbow Badge and all that, which is fantastic. And that's, you know, obviously cool to see. And I've, you know, in my personal experience, seen absolutely plenty of NHS professionals wearing a rainbow lanyard or a rainbow badge, which
is stuff
offered by this scheme. And as somebody who identifies as LGBT, you know, even if everything's very scary and you don't know what's going to happen or whatever, you know, and stuff like that, it's nice to even just see a flag or a set of colours sometimes that you reflect with to just, you know, feel a little bit safer and have that sense of community. So it's very nice for LGBT people to have that within the NHS. But no longer, I'm afraid. And ending at the same time as any supposed future training and diversity will be instituted. So it seems as though, you know, from an outsider's perspective, it's a complete LGBT erasure within the NHS. Mm-hmm. And those words are not very fun.
Bit scary.
those words are not fun to say, because they're clearly getting away with it.
Yeah.
They clearly have been getting away with it for months. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, we've mentioned countless times before, it's very difficult to look at a system like the Gender Identity Clinic and claim that, you know, it's designed for help.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like it's designed to prevent access to help. Now, with this recent news of just all LGBT involvement in the NHS and internal schemes ending...
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely terrifying. That's incredibly terrifying.
Because even like not from the perspective of a patient, but from the perspective of maybe somebody who works there.
Absolutely.
Obviously, like I don't work. I mean, there's but I can't imagine
hundreds of thousands of LGBT NHS members.
Yeah, like
statistically,
I can't,
that's just true.
Like, I can't imagine what it's like for them to hear, like, oh yeah, this thing that,
yeah,
you know. Probably a good number of them are a part of.
Absolutely.
Is just being shut down, and they're just kind of like, oh, okay, like, what now?
Yeah. Pack up and move on, you know?
Yeah, it's like you can't, what do we do now?
You literally can't do anything.
Yeah. They just kind of have to,
I mean, the
sit and watch.
Especially when it comes to the NHS, the government, you know, has always and will always do just exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
There were reports in the past, from places like Trans Safety Network.
Yes, I saw that you sent me this.
Yeah.
Which is why I put it
non-confirmed
down.
Reports, but reports nonetheless, which do kind of fit the bill. Supposedly, there's been like over £1 million of funding that was supposed to be for gender identity clinics in the UK that was just ring-fenced for a very long time, and then ended up being divvied off to other trusts and mm-hmm. other portions of the NHS. And while that is, you know, it is hearsay, it is speculatism, really. That was raised four months ago. And it sounded accurate at the time, and it sounds even more accurate now.
Yeah, I put it down because I saw that you'd sent me, but I...
There's absolutely no proof, but I can't wait until that headline is a real one.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put it down because, like, I mean...
Yeah, it's a very valid possibility.
Yeah.
It's extremely possible that that will happen.
I wouldn't put it past them, I guess, is my kind of stance on it of, like,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised
mm-hmm.
if it were to come out to be true, but I do want to clarify that there is no article backing that up at the moment, so it is speculation.
Mm. I mean, we're coming into a time, unfortunately, in this country where we do sort of need to kind of speculate in advance what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Purely, you know, for our own benefit, really, whether that's mental or, like, actual, in terms of actual physical result of that. Recently, the Green Party let go of a politician. Parties in the UK, you know, political parties, hold different beliefs on different topics. And that's a very normal concept because that's literally how political parties work. And people vote for them because they hold mm-hmm. different beliefs. A judge ruled recently that the Green Party ended their terms or contract with a politician discriminatorily, due to the fact that the politician was gender critical. That, I don't want to hear again. Supposedly, the Green Party didn't follow every exact step of the procedure. I don't know how much I believe that, otherwise it wouldn't be a massive news article. You know, just the possibility there of losing any sense of trans rights within a political party. I mean, the Green Party themselves are basically the only party in the UK that actually advocate for a very large set of LGBT and in particular trans rights. So to have that case of somebody gender critical winning a case, being treated badly, so supposedly, by the Green Party, that's insane. That's not fun. But it is, it's all happening in this country right now. And we do kind of have to think ahead to what's going to be happening. Mm. You have to predict a little bit just to be more prepared. It gets worse every day. It does. Purely, we are as strong and only can be as strong as we are together.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's at an event like Trans Day of Remembrance or Trans Day of Visibility, or whether it's Trans Awareness Week, one thing we'll say to every single person we get to interact with during that time is, you know, we're only as strong as we are together. And we, you know, our voices as a community are the only things that can propel us, really. Despite the fact that it does continue to get worse every single day, I think we can have this solidarity within our community to know that we're not going anywhere.
Mm.
Trans people globally aren't going anywhere. We covered LGBT History Week a little while ago. We have gone nowhere over time. We have always been there. That will always remain true. And it'll remain true in the UK too. So even if everything's getting worse, it's important to remember that, like, we are not going anywhere. You know, we are strong. We can do this. We got this.
Yeah.
Like, they're just little silly kids sitting in their big high chairs. You know? Like, oh my goodness. Actually watching Prime Minister's questions and just hearing the actual schoolyard that is of people just screaming, hey, oh, ooh.
It's literally like
pantomime.
Yeah, it is, honestly.
What the oh my goodness, that's an official proceeding in our country. It feels, you know, they're all children. They don't know what they're doing. They're just hateful, hateful children at the end of the day. And that's, you know, what you need to take away from it. They'll be gone. We won't be. They will be gone one day. So that was some of the recent news. If anybody wants any advice, wants to chat, or has any other queries, and it's, you know, obviously with this recent news, extremely important to reach out if you feel like you should, then follow us on our social medias at BTransNB, and make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea, where we'll be talking about trans joy.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.